Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real, but it is on the road. That's because last week our main characters abandoned their familiar location for a quest. No, not for five-star iTunes store reviews. We learned long ago those weren't in the cards. Take them, Slowburn. We don't want them. But now there's adventure to be had. So, find a good, comfortable chair, put on your favorite dressing gown, lower the lights, turn the TV up real loud so you don't have to listen to any of this, and enjoy the show.
From the Magic Tavern, the road to Eggy Baby. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to a podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of food. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift.
Sorry, I fell off my horse. Did you make sure and say road to Squilgar?
Oh, yeah, I did. I said... Hello from the Magic Tavern, road to Squilgar.
Okay, good, good.
What's Squilgar again?
That's the name of my child, my egg.
Oh, it's not Eggy Baby.
No, it's Squilgar. Did you say road to Squilgar?
Yeah, I did. Okay.
I think that people didn't know its name, so they just assumed. They saw it and they're like, that's an Eggy Baby. It's an egg, and it's obviously Chunt's baby. So they just started calling it Eggy Baby, because they needed to call it something.
No, I mean, I've been calling it Eggy Baby for a long time, but I'm just saying, now that I've revealed the name, I think we should go by Squilgar. All right, Arnie, pick up where you left off. Sorry.
Okay, I still prefer the child.
Anyway, we've been recording this podcast in the land of Foon, and currently we're on the road trying to retrieve Chunt's missing child from the Egg Kingdom, which is named Squilgar.
Squilgar.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, the road to Squilgar. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
If you just picture yourself squatting over a garter, that's how you remember it. Squilgar.
Okay, I can't picture that.
No, Arnie, close your eyes.
Okay.
Picture a garter on the floor. Now you're squatting over it. Squilgar.
What's a garter?
Garter's like a little belt for your legs.
Okay.
Let's keep your legs up.
Keep my legs up?
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. Finally, rest my legs. I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Blue, who is dead and is a ghost.
I was Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves knew me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I was known in the Northeast as Gaspanius Maystar until I completed my true purpose, wherein I did defeat that Dark Lord, and now I am a ghost from another realm. Oh.
Wink.
Wink. Not really a ghost.
I gotta say, I love how you've been riding your horse. Arnie, have you seen this? The fact that he's, like, basically inside of his horse, like... His head is kind of sticking out of the top of his horse.
Mm-hmm.
The arms are out the side and the legs are out the sort of bottom. Almost like as if he's so ghostly and so transparent, he fell through his horse and got stuck. I think it's so fun. The townspeople, as we go through different towns, have been loving it. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's like how a Weeble Wobble rides a horse.
And I can strike any sort of pose. I can do that one that Arnie calls the Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Good. I like it.
Yes, but now that we're on the road, I think that we should take advantage of this time to help prepare us for a way to truly defeat the Dark Lord, since I didn't really do that. He's still trapped in the basement. And I have heard tell of an amazing artificer who lives nearby. We should go to her shop, and we should find if there's any weapon or manner of creation or invention that could help us in our quest to finally defeat all of evil, as the goddesses demanded.
Usador, are you saying this really just because you need to stop and use the restroom?
I mean, I do need to potty.
Okay.
Oh, wizard got a piss. Oh, Arnie,
before
we go to the shop, I do think we should play another round. I know you hated it, but I love my little on-the-road game, Care or Whack. So I'm going to say something, and you tell me if you care about it, or if you don't, I get to whack you in the shins.
Oh, okay.
I'll go first.
Okay, the topic is on the road, care or whack? Boggs.
Care.
Great. Arnie, your word is plateaus.
Whack. I'll go again.
Okay. Arnie.
Whack.
Hey. Also, why did you hit me that time? Just you're supposed to
he
hit
He said
him.
Arnie. It was my turn, but he clearly said Arnie.
Arnie, if you don't know the rules by now of care or whack, I don't know what to fucking tell you. You clearly don't care.
Whack.
Ah! All right, let's go find the shop. Arnie, what is a bog anyway? We've passed several.
I don't know. I don't care.
Is it like a smoking swamp?
Yes, it's a. You usually have to wade through it.
Wade through a bog. Ooh. Sounds like it could last for 12 to 13 years, have a pretty good average.
What would you consider a pretty good average for a bog?
Anything over 300 is usually pretty good.
Okay.
It's hard to Conseco.
That's all of them.
We did them all.
Johnny Bench?
What?
I don't know.
You know Johnny the Bench?
There's a Johnny the Bench in
You didn't sit on him, did you?
I don't think so. What would happen if I did?
Nothing. He just won't stop talking. He starts following you around. He's just a weirdo.
It's up here on the left. Follow me!
Oh, you found it. Here we go.
This looks nice.
Wow, so much ornate design on the door here. I love this.
Now, Arnie, you've met many denizens of Foon over the years, and I must beg of thee.
Yeah?
Don't act like yourself today.
Huh?
Treat this person with respect.
What?
And treat this person as if they may have something that would be incredibly useful to us, because they might.
Okay.
So just don't ask one of your dumb poop questions. Or one of your dumb
smart poop questions.
Just treat them nice, all right?
Okay.
Because this is important to me.
Okay, Usador.
Best behavior, Arnie. None of this. Can you do a backflip stuff? It's exhausting. You embarrass us.
You embarrass us.
Did you know that, Arnie? Do you know why a lot of times when you ride the cart up in front of the tavern, why we ask you to let us out a few miles back? Because we don't want people to see you dropping us off at the tavern.
No.
Be on your best behavior. All right, I'm going to open the door.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello? Welcome to Mavis's Marvels.
Oh.
Make yourself at home.
Oh, she's on the back of the door. Hi.
Whoa,
I never saw that coming.
I like to keep watch from here.
Huh.
That's a good idea, because as soon as the door closes behind you, you know exactly who's in the shop.
Yeah, and you go for a little ride.
That's true. And I can jump right on them if necessary.
Very smart.
I built this little step on the door just for that, see?
Ooh.
It's a marvelous invention. I know.
Oh, I'm very impressed, frankly.
Top notch.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Usador the Blue, one of the great wizards of this realm. Although I'm currently a ghost.
You are?
Yeah, try to put your hand through me. I dare you. Yeah, now you got slime on you.
Ugh.
Ectoplasm, they call
it. Why are ghosts slimy?
I don't know. It's just
May I take a sample of your being?
Oh, sure. Here, you just want a little of that slime?
Yeah, let me put it in this tube here.
Okay, there you go.
I'm going to go put it in it's called a centrifuge. I invented it.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
Usador, is it a good idea, since you're not really a ghost, to let a smart person examine your slime? Like, what is that stuff?
What's she going to do?
Arnie.
Chunt, what?
Do you know what a centrifuge is? Because I just said, oh.
I mean,
it could be a book. It could just be a block of wood.
I thought it was fudge.
Mavis, if you may, enchanté, my name is Chunt.
Hello, Chunt.
And this here is my pet Arnie.
Hi.
I've never seen a pet Arnie before.
No, no one has. He's the first.
That's true.
Where did you get him?
I found him in a bog. Yeah.
A bog?
Yeah, that's right.
There's lots of bogs around here.
I found him in one of these bogs, so...
How near here? It might be on my property. He might be my pet.
Oh, well, we've been traveling. I believe it was a few miles back.
Do you have certification?
Right. Uh-oh.
Documents of some kind?
Arnie, show your papers.
Yeah,
my
see.
Papers?
Oh, He has all his shots.
Don't worry. I carry all of Arnie and Chunt's papers on me so that people don't... Here you go. Here, Arnie Niekamp. Citizen of Foon. I got him this certificate a few years ago as a gift.
Oh, yeah.
I lied about finding him in a bog. I know this guy.
I'm from another world.
I mean, we've lost him in bogs and found him in other places, so it wasn't really a lie.
Oh, yeah, remember that run of episodes? Bog Wild?
I loved that. Let's get back to that.
You have episodes? You should get that checked out.
Well, you're not wrong, but Arnie here is from, we don't need to get into it, but he hosts a podcast, which is why we have this microphone here, and he's going to record our conversations on the road.
Yeah, ethically, I should probably let you know, everything we're saying is being recorded.
What? Recorded? By some magic?
Exactly. Yes. And then it's transmitted back to Arnie's world, the world where he originates from. Imagine a town crier in the middle of a square was yelling out to all the people and telling them different stories. But then imagine there were millions of town criers and nobody gave a shit about what any of them said.
Interesting.
That's what podcasts are.
Well, surely someone would give a shit about what I say, so I clearly need a microphone.
Yes, Arnie, you're being rude. Yeah. Give her a piece of your microphone for her semperfudge.
Here's the whole microphone just for you.
This is wonderful. So if I just speak into this, the whole world will taste my glory?
The whole world.
One way to say it.
Maybe, you know, a few hundred thousand people a week. I don't know about the whole world.
Yeah, I mean, mostly people who are either... commuting or don't want to pay attention to their work.
Interesting. Commuting, as in between planes?
Sort of.
That was just theoretical.
Mm-hmm. About half of them are trying to fall asleep also.
Well, wait a minute, Arnie. You told me commuting between planes was dangerous. You said you could fall thousands of feet.
Well, Jean-Claude Van Damme can do it, but nobody else.
Hmm. I'm going to say everything from now on into this Piper bone you gave me.
That's a good idea. That will be very helpful for us, actually. Mavis, we've come here today to see your marvels. We want to know more about you and the amazing things you've created here.
Well, certainly, I'll tell you everything, but why are you slimy?
Oh, because I'm a ghost. I think we discussed this before.
Yeah. No, I would remember that.
Oh, okay. Arnie, don't worry. It's mostly just glue and baking soda.
Okay.
I've been eating glue and baking soda.
Wait, you made slime? You didn't just magically produce it?
Yeah, it was sort of a fun craft one day, so I thought I'd make some and have it ready to go when I'm a ghost, you know, have my ghost form.
Oh, you probably bought it here. Look, I have some in this tube in my centrifuge. It's the same substance. Of course, you bought it for me. I invented it.
Oh, actually, I think I just gave that to you a few moments ago.
No, it's a great slime. I sell it to everyone.
Oh, well, how much?
This tube, I would let go for four gold.
Four gold. That's a good deal. I'm going to get in on
that. Not bad. Yeah, get it while you can. You're going to need it.
That's there you go.
Slime. That's one, two, three, four gold. Four gold.
A fair price. Thank you. Pleasure doing business.
But do you need more to study, since I also create the slime?
I'm always down to study any new substance. Let me take a sample.
Well, here, give me the one that I bought, and then I'll take that back, and I'll fill it up with some more. There you go. Here you are.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'll put that in the centrifuge, and I'll get back to it later.
Excellent.
Aren't transactions fascinating? The business here is so weird.
Mavis, do you mind if I interview you a little bit about your background?
Oh, certainly. Yes, everyone wants to interview me. So many accomplishments to speak of course. I'm happy to share my knowledge with the world. Should I do it into the smiper bone?
Yeah, do it right into the piper bone, right here.
Okay.
So, Mavis, how long have you lived here in this little out-of-the-way part of Foon?
Well, I came here after I parted ways with the council of artificers with whom I was doing business. Perfectly mutual. They asked me to leave, but I mutually also wanted to leave, so therefore it was just a mutual decision. And
I hate to pry, Mavis. Why did they ask you to leave?
You know, differences in scientific method. Some people just think differently, you know, and, sure. I don't like to gossip, but they just kept trying to take credit for all of my ideas and I wouldn't let them. Mm-hmm. And that, you know how that is, you know?
I do, because I've also been kicked off of the Wizards Council. They don't want anything to do with me.
I've heard the worst things about the Wizards Council.
With someone like Spintax the Green.
More like Spit... But the mean.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Spit butt.
Yusen, are you all right?
He's writing it down.
I can tell we're going to be friends.
Yeah, I got to write this down.
Yusen really hates spit butt.
Wait, Yusen, you have a burn book?
Yes, I do have a burn book.
What if somebody finds that?
Well, then Arnie's going to be very angry.
You shouldn't burn books. That's morally reprehensible.
It is morally reprehensible. And I love all sorts of books. Tomes, grimoires, spell books. I particularly love spell books. Did you know Arnie comes from a world where they don't put spells in books?
Well, what do they put them in?
They don't have spells at all.
What do they use to do magic?
I don't know.
Computers?
Ugh.
Dumputers?
Don't get him started on computers.
Yeah, and he says sunsets are magic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sunsets are magic. Clearly, who paints the colors in the sky if it's not magic?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
All right.
I don't mean to be rude, but you clearly haven't thought this out.
All right, yes, my bad.
That's all right. The goddesses gave birth to Bruce the Sky God for some reason.
Oh, yeah, Bruce. We're friends. Good friends.
Oh, you're friends with Bruce.
Yeah. We go way back.
Oh, that's good. That's very good to know. So, do you infuse magical spells and things into the things you create here to a marvelous shop of marvels?
Yes, I think that the intersection of science and magic is where truly the best ideas are born, you know? And so that's why I'm so interested in this Liger tome that you gave me.
Oh, this Piperbone.
Yes, that.
Piperbone really is a better name.
It is.
Well, before we get into this Piper Baraboo, Mavis, I hate to bother you, but do you have a little wizard's room? My friend here is starting to lose it.
I have this box. You could put if you were to cast a spell to shrink a wizard down small enough, you could put it in this box, and that would be a little wizard room.
Perfect. Well, Yusidor is going to use the little wizard ghost room, and we'll be right back with more Mavis.
Here I shrink down.
Oh, I don't know if he's going to get it all out.
So Mavis, have you learned anything about the slime that you took from me yet?
I never took any slime from you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sword.
No.
Well, then what's in that tube over there?
Oh, that tube is a compound that I've been working on. Really? A medical compound, yeah.
Oh, how much is it?
Well, you see, I haven't finished it, so it's possible.
I'll give you 10 gold.
It might cure all diseases.
Fine, 20.
100 and you have a deal.
Fine.
Yusidor, what are you doing?
It's a good deal. It might solve any sort of illness.
Thank you.
There you go. There's 100 gold. Thank you.
Pleasure doing business with you.
All right. Put it on my psoriasis.
Okay. There you go. Is that helping?
Well, it's tingling. Does that mean it's working?
Probably.
That's probably the baking soda.
I hope this isn't a repeat of that herbal essence Arnie gave me.
Mmm. It feels orgasmic.
Your fur looked wonderful, though.
I don't know. I guess it's less itchy. I really can't tell.
How do you condition your fur?
Oh, I train it.
You train it?
Yep. Every morning I say to my fur 33 times, "You will glow. You will glow." And then 31 more times. And then it just sort of, that conditions them to be, on their best behavior, I guess.
Mm. Let me get a closer look at those hairs. Are they sentient? Is this why you talk to them?
You know what? I am a shapeshifter, and I can, if you don't mind, I'm gonna rip off my face here. I can rip off parts of my body and grow them back, but I don't know if the pieces I rip off then become their own chunts. That might be a nightmarish situation.
I'm gonna just take this face for examination.
Sure, yeah. Let me just grow back mine so we're not in a weird situation where you have
this
to stare at my...
This is disgusting.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
Put it on a pumpkin.
Chunt, just last week you ripped your face off like a dozen times, so in theory there could be dozens of chunts running around?
Well, that's just from the faces. I mean, not to speak of all the other parts I've ripped off of myself or lost in battle. I mean... If each one grows back into a new chunt, we're talking carry the Arnie.
Stop pretending like you know how to do math.
Thousands of chunts. It has to be.
Can I have your tail?
I'm actually pretty fond of it, but yeah, I can grow back a new one. Let me just, here you go.
Thank you.
Yeah,
oh, it's quite luscious.
That is beautiful.
I'm going to hang it from this rafter here. I think it's a good decoration.
Oh, that's nice.
It does look nice.
It really brings the place together.
I never realized how good I look hanging from the rafters.
Well, I have to ask, Chunt, what is a group of chunts called? Would that be a murder of chunts?
No, they're still
alive. A chunk
alive. Of chunts. Oh, I think a chunk of chunts.
A chunk of chunts.
A chunk of chunks. I think that's kind of fun.
Okay. All right. Just curious.
Or maybe even a bucket O.
A bucket O chunts?
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ani, spin-off series.
Law and Order, Chunk-a-Chunts.
Law and Order, what does that have to do with it?
I don't know.
Maven, we are...
Wait, you have something to do with the law? You didn't say that. You have to show your badges if you come in here and you're part of the... You have to declare yourself.
Oh no. Even though I am a wizard who fights for goodness and righteousness in all of its forms, I'm not an officially deputized law enforcement officer of any kind.
You can't lie about that, you know. You have to tell me the truth.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't dare.
Okay.
And listen, and I think I called you Maven earlier. Mavis, is it?
Yes, usually.
I gotta say, right out, ACAB, all caterpillars are butterflies.
Got you there.
See, would a cop say that?
Caterpillars are caterpillars. Butterflies are a completely different thing, clearly. You have some strange ideas, Badger.
Thank you.
Well, I think what he's referencing is the fact that caterpillars form a cocoon around themselves and then they emerge later as a butterfly.
That is the silliest idea I've ever heard. As though a bug, like a worm-like caterpillar could... this has got to be a joke. In all my years of education, you would think that I would have been told if a worm could turn into a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, I think I might know what's going on here. Mavis, where did you get that beautiful badger tail that's hanging up on your wall there?
Oh, I made it.
You made it? Aha.
Yes. I synthesized it. Stem cells. It's too hard to explain.
Oh, I can tell you about stem cells, Arnie. Here in Foon, if you take the stems of a flower, you can create all sorts of wonderful things out of them using magic. But you're going to piss off that flower, and it's going to come after you.
Flowers are ruthless.
Yeah, we know.
Absolutely
trust
ruthless.
Us.
We've run afoul. Usador, do you think she has some sort of mental goldfishitis?
I think perhaps, yes, that it's difficult for her to remember things. It might be the side effect of one of her great experiments, and perhaps there is some way this genius has caused herself to forget things in the immediate, yes.
And she said that she had a falling out with the council of officers.
What? I was talking to Chunt.
Arnie, what the fuck? Where'd you come from?
Usually I
Why did you do that? Why'd you sneak up on us?
Don't leave me out of these. I'm usually in them.
Also, Usador, just because somebody wears a black turtleneck and jeans doesn't always mean they're a genius.
Why are we whispering?
Oh, sorry. I was just talking to Chunt for a second, and Arnie interrupted us.
We were just saying how much we love your outfit, your ensemble.
It's very important to simplify your wardrobe.
Sure.
It takes, you know, the mental resources you could use every morning to choose what outfit to wear could be put toward the next important scientific discovery.
Of course, we all know that if you're a mental giant, there's things you can do to help streamline your focus. Wearing the same clothes, not talking to your daughter. These are all things that help you with your work.
I never talk to any of my daughters.
Perfect.
The only mental giant I ever knew had to live next to a mountain big enough to hold his head up.
Well, my head is held up by a subspatial rift. You see, most of my brain exists in subspace. It's very complicated, but I did have to make it so that the size of this cranium could exist in this plane with enough knowledge to move on. But when I have to seek the archives of my memory, it can be quite a distant journey.
Ah, is that so? That's sort of like a pocket dimension where you access other parts of your brain. Interesting.
Yeah, quite. You're very knowledgeable. Would you be interested in an internship?
Ask if it's paid. Ask if it's paid.
Is it paid?
Of course not.
Perfect.
But if you do a good job, then
exposure?
You would get exposure, and that is just as good as pay.
Take it.
Arnie, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Finally, the exposure I so desperately have deserved. And all I'd have to do is work for free for what, 6 months?
At least 2 years.
Two years! Just 2 years! That's nothing to a wizard. I'm already 350 years old. What do you think, Arnie? What should I do?
I don't know. Arnie, you're still... I guess it's a better deal than I've been giving you with this podcast, but still.
Arnie, think of the spinoffs.
Arnie, I...
Chunk of Chunts, Usador the Intern. Come on!
Usador Intern, if you will.
Usador Intern!
These things write themselves. Arnie, I've been paying you 10 gold every week to be on this podcast, and now I can work for free?
Yeah. You're moving up in the world.
Now, Mavis, someone as intelligent and creative as yourself, I'm guessing you went to school in the woods. I'm talking about Aardvark University.
Oh, good. Yeah, good old RU.
Yeah.
Of course. Did you go there as well?
No, I couldn't get in at all, not with my grades. But I just know a lot of very intelligent people go to Aardvark. And they always say, dig the hole in the woods. And that kind of is a fun little thing.
Oh, yeah, the fight song. Dig the hole in the woods. Then you'll be really good. Aardvark you. Time to run and learn.
Arnie,
time to run and learn. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, at Aardvark U, you have to run while learning. And they, their theory, and it clearly works, is that if you are doing something else while learning, it's more likely to stick.
It's also very important to use the tool of your body, the physical side of your mental prowess, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, we tie the mental to the physical to create a stronger connection mentally.
Exactly. Please listen to my intern. He's very knowledgeable.
Oh, thank you. Arnie, sometimes a lot of people from Aardvark, they tend to, like, brag about the fact that they're from Aardvark.
Yeah, like I said, there's always this false modesty of, like, I went to school in the woods. And it's like, we know what you're saying. Like, no one's fooled by that. Mavis, what did you get your degree in?
Well, I got 3 degrees. One is a little too pedestrian for someone like me. But potions, spell writing, and they don't call it the same thing anymore, but they used to call it wild working.
Ooh, tell us more, please.
Yeah. It refers to, you know, the wild imagination that you could reach as far as the wild mind could reach and then create something real. And you may think that just sounds like inventing, but it's much more than that.
Braincraft. Incredible. I think it's Braincraft now.
Braincraft. Ah, yes, yes, Braincraft. That's what they call it.
Fuck me. The only thing I ever won was the King's Fitness Award.
You won the King's Fitness Award?
Well, a lot of people did. It just meant that I could do 20 sit-ups.
Oh, that sounds much more important than it is.
Oh, thank you. I guess I gotta dig that certificate out. Huh, thank you.
Well, I got 6 degrees when I was at the Great Halls of Tarakas, but they were all for separation.
Separation?
Mm-hmm. I got 6 degrees of separation.
Ooh.
Yeah, separation has to do with peeling back the veil, right?
That's right. I peer into the veil of the very nature of existence. I pull back the curtains, and I see the truth that lies there underneath. That lies there underneath.
You should have got your linguistics degree or enunciation.
All right,
high five, Arnie.
Yeah. Whack. Yay. Oh, all right.
All intern, right. You know this badger? You've met before?
Yes. We are friends. We all came in together, remember?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
You've been working here for days. I've never seen these people before.
Oh, my apologies.
No. Oh, no. Are we losing time?
You, sir, go with it. That means your 6 months will be over in, like, 4 hours?
Smart. Very good. Well, it's only, you know, my first month here, but I'm happy to help these two strangers. Gentlemen, what are you looking for?
Let's see. Arnie, is there anything we need for the road? Maybe
I'm looking for the perfect combination of magic and technology.
Oh, well, in that case, let me point out this device on the wall. Mavis, can you help them, remind them what this device on the wall does?
If I keep helping you, you're never going to learn.
That's
sound
true.
It out.
All right, I'm just going to take it down and see what happens. It looks sort of like a crossbow, but obviously it's been combined with magic. So if you put this here and, it looks like it takes a part of your soul and makes an arrow out of it. So a little bit of my soul is in this... is in this crossbow.
Ooh,
now.
Solero. That's cool.
I mean,
fuck.
In simple terms, yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? I don't know if it's on the package. How many arrows can you make out of a soul?
Approximately 6.5.
Pretty good, Arnie. Pretty good. Mm.
I mean, you got to figure there's enough there to make a birdhouse in there. So if you can make a birdhouse in your soul, that's enough to make, you know, at least, I don't know how many arrows.
Is this some sort of riddle? I don't know that. Well, while he thinks of that, while your intern thinks of that...
A man.
Mavis, I would like my friend here from Earth once said, a man yelled before breaking his leg at the theater, I would like some Semper Fudge. Whatever that machine was you said you invented, the Semper Fudge?
Well, I haven't made Semper Fudge in a while, but I think I have the ingredients. Let me look here in the back. All right.
Or whatever see. This is here that's in the middle of the table that you put the ooze on. Center Fudge?
Oh, yes.
Temper Mudge?
This substance in the centrifuge. It's a compound I'm working on. Yes. This one is meant to enhance your speed. If you wipe it all over your body...
Yeah.
It reduces the friction of the
Ooh.
Air, which I know this is a wild concept, but yes, air can cause friction.
Oh.
And so by smearing this all over your body, you can increase your movement speed.
I'll call it lube. Here we go. How much is that?
Well, this is the only tube I have, so I could let it go for 200 gold.
200 gold?
Tell her 300, quick.
What? Use it or no? We need this money to get to the Egg Kingdom.
Yeah.
You're going to the Egg Kingdom?
Yeah, you've heard of it?
I've heard tales. What do you seek there?
My child.
Your child is in an egg? You're an egg-laying badger?
It's complicated. I was married to a wizard, and we copulated on our wedding night on the dance floor before he exploded, and what was left behind was a giant
egg. That's not a euphemism.
Interesting. And the egg is hatched or still an egg?
To my knowledge, still an egg. And I don't know if it's an egg that does hatch. It might just be an ambulatory talking egg. And I would be fine with that.
I feel like if it is still an egg and may not be anything other than an egg, what you really need is a substance that could protect an eggshell from cracking. The last thing you need is a cracked baby.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any vinegar?
I don't have vinegar, but
or is that an old wives' tale?
I don't know what you would do with vinegar. I was trying to be nice, but it's just that you have some of the strangest ideas. But let me see what I have here. Let me pull
Didn't
it out.
Didn't try
this,
very hard.
This smelly stuff here, combine it with this dark colored stuff here, and maybe some of this powder. Ooh, yes, that's very viscous.
Intern.
Yes. Well, sorry, I was busy filing.
Do you know the name of my child?
Squogar.
Thank you. See, Arnie, it's not that hard.
Yeah,
I just remembered you squat over a garter.
See?
See, simple to remember. The little mnemonic device like that, of a thing that I do every day anyway.
Yeah. Oh, Mavis, how's that potion coming?
Here it is. It's still smoking a little, but don't let that deter you.
Okay. Oh.
I'll give that to you. I like kids, so... You could take that one for 50 gold.
Don't know if that's a bargain, but...
Offer 100. Offer 100.
Usador, come on. How about I take half of it for 15? Arnie, this is called haggling, and I'm bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I don't have any other use for it. I made it special custom for your egg child.
Here's 100 gold.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. Commission. Here you go.
Ah, thank you. Yes, I appreciate it.
Well, we should take a quick break and celebrate my first year of my internship.
Okay, so I've invented some cocktails for us to celebrate Usador in his 1 year anniversary.
Why would you use the tail of a cock to celebrate?
That's honestly a good question. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's such beautiful plumage. I love birds. And I think when you look at a cock and you say, I just want that cock to be part of my life.
Careful.
It's just a beautiful cock. And I think
it's
the beautiful colors right. That I definitely...
The colorful Careful. Ones are the best.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You're so vain. Well, I'll drink to this. And so you have 1 year left on your internship?
No, just 6 months.
Oh, wow.
It's gone by so fast.
Yeah. I know.
Disney, wow, though. 5 months. That's incredible. I mean, 4 months will fly by in no time.
I know. I mean, before you know it, it'll be 3 months, and then we just have a couple months left. Mavis, please, I must beg of you. I've been on a quest for many years to defeat evil in all of its forms, and yet I have been, flummoxed. At every turn, do you have some device that could potentially help me defeat evil once and for all?
Evil is a very large category. Is there any specific evils that you are having trouble with?
Well, let's say I already killed the Dark Lord last year. But let's just say it's like a theoretical... the Dark Lord was still around. And I killed him with an obsidian sword that I don't have anymore. Do you have something that might actually help me kill someone at the level of the Dark Lord?
Well, you have to think in terms of opposites, right? If it's a Dark Lord, you need a light sword. So, certainly if you were to have a weapon that needed to be treated with some sort of light-emitting substance... Maybe infused with some starlight or something like that. It seems like that would do a lot of damage to a Dark Lord.
Oh, it does seem like it, but how would you capture starlight?
Oh, I have some starlight in the back. I've been harvesting it.
That worked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, the only way I've ever seen starlight captured before is in Arnie's eyes.
Oh.
That's very romantic. Buddy. How long have you guys been together?
Him and Shunt have more of a thing than I do.
7.5 years.
That's beautiful.
Arnie, didn't you say once on Earth Robert De Niro almost captured Starlight as a pirate?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't go over well?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said that Charlie Cox is really underrated?
Yeah, I said all these things.
But you were glad to see him come back as the damn devil?
The damn devil, yes. I've said all these things.
Mavis, do you read a lot? I mean, as a graduate of Aardvark, maybe, I don't know, were you in the Aardvark Harpoon?
I'm not a words person.
Gotcha.
I'm more of an actions person, you know? And so when you ask me if I'm I'm in the harpoon. Certainly, I have some skill with a harpoon gun.
Okay.
But that's the direction I like to take things, if you catch my drift.
An adventurer.
I think she's threatening us.
Mavis, I have to ask you. I haven't asked anyone this in quite a long time. Will you join my quest to defeat evil and provide me with a starlight sword capable of destroying the Dark Lord once and for all, even though he's already dead?
I'll do you one better. How about a starlight harpoon?
Wow. Distance and deadly. I love it. I can't believe I've only got a week left here. I've learned so much.
I have everything we need to make a harpoon gun, except for a spring mechanism. We need something to propel the harpoon. I don't have any here. Do you have any type of a stretchy substance? Maybe something I could turn into a coil?
Something stretchy that you could turn into a coil. Maybe something slimy? Is that what you're... No?
Perhaps I could use the slime to lubricate the channel, and then I could create a combustible behind it that could... Yes, that could work. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, here. Well, I tried to give you some slime. Ah, there you go.
Ah, this will be perfect.
Ooh, this is fun to watch.
Just gonna put that here, and I already built this piece. We just attach it there, and...
Holy shit. She can make anything out of anything.
Then we will need the starlight, so step back. This can be a little bit dangerous.
Everyone step
that
back!
There. Thank you, intern.
I'm
so glad I've
asshole.
Had you with me for these last... Wow, what has it been? 20 months or so? Jeez.
Yes, we're almost done.
I'm just gonna... just a drop of starlight is enough. Never more than a drop.
It's like cologne.
Right, you don't want to put too much or everyone's gonna be... Yeah.
Usually what I do is I take my starlight and I put it in front of me and then I walk through it.
That can be dangerous, but I applaud you.
Maybe that's what gave me my psoriasis.
Oh, psoriasis. You could use... I have some... I think I have some extra slime here that's really good for psoriasis. Do you want some?
I'm kind of tapped on gold, but thank you.
I'll give you 400 gold for it.
I'll give you the discount. I'll take it for 380 gold.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah, 20% intern discount paid off. You two, yeah. you didn't have faith.
Use it or pay her commission.
Okay, there you go.
All right, now your starlight harpoon is ready, but you must let it set for 2 hours, and then before you use it, be sure to twirl it thrice.
Set for 2 hours, twirl it thrice.
Exactly.
And that's all we have to do. And now we have a weapon capable of killing the Dark Lord.
Should work, yeah.
Oh, this is so exciting. Well, and how much is that going to set us back?
Well, I did want to have a nice parting gift for you after all this time we've spent together. So if you'll leave me with one more quart of slime and 1,500 gold, then we'll call it even.
Ah, 1,500 gold. Ani?
Yeah?
Do you have any gold?
You know, I think you spent all of our gold. You might be getting ripped off. Carry the one.
That's not going to help. Arnie, do you have any gold or not?
I have no gold. Remember, I let you carry my gold for me because I said it was too heavy for my pockets.
That's right. I spent all the gold. Look, can I... Here, I have 10 gold left. Can I do this on layaway?
A payment plan?
Yes.
Usually I'd say no, but for you, what will you leave as collateral?
One of Chunt's faces? Do you want that?
Rip, glitter.
I do like faces. I'll take it.
Great. Oh, thank goodness. Now, let's see, if it's 1,500, I should be able to pay this off in about 150 weeks, which seems like the right pace for our show.
Arnie.
Yeah?
I took my face off. But you still know it's me, because I'll just let me dribble my fingers down your face. It's still me.
Yeah.
Remember, that's our sign? So yeah. You always know it's me when I shapeshift?
Mm-hmm.
Because I took my face off.
Yeah.
Does he always speak like this?
Yeah. He does.
It's unnerving.
Well, Mavis, I gotta say, Starlight Harpoon is by far the coolest fucking thing we've ever named on this show, so... it's been an absolute delight to meet you, and I think your intern's time is up. And we'll say hi to the eggs for you and send some your way for business.
Well, not before we've had the intern's going away party.
Of course. Ooh,
huzzah!
Everyone
huzzah.
Gather around. Speeches, starting with you, Artie. Please, speech.
Well, it's been a crazy 2 years, Usatin intern, and you learned so much. I'll never forget that time that you saved all those people from the fire, and the time that you fell in love with the family across the way, and you learned how to walk. We're real proud of you, and we're going to miss you around here. To Usid Intern.
To Usid Intern.
Intern for what?
Oh, I believe you used to have an intern here who may have left recently. Where's three travelers coming through? That harpoon there?
Yes.
I have that on a layaway, so please, whatever you do, don't sell that to anyone else. Can that be a thing that stays in the forefront of your brain?
Absolutely. I never forget anything.
Ah, uh-huh.
I went to Aardvark.
She remembers that.
Starlight Harpoon also sounds like the angriest, most fashion-forward of all the My Little Ponies. Or the only thing that could kill a skating, singing Broadway locomotive. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chaunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Mavis the Forgetful Artificer was played by special guest Anna Prosser. Anna hosts shows and tournaments in the geek and gaming space. Learn more about what that even means by checking out her website, annaprosser.com. And if you're going to be at PAX West this week, Anna will be playing in the big Acquisitions Incorporated live D&D game on Sunday, September 4th. Speaking of live performances, I said this last week, but you may have blocked it out by now. Hello from the Magic Tavern will be doing a live show at the Bell House Theater in Brooklyn Friday, October 14th. That gives you plenty of time to invent an excuse as to why you can't attend. Tickets on sale now. Click on the link in the show notes, visit hellofromthemagictavern.com and click the live shows tab, or wade into social media and hope for the best. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, people like Ian Rexroad, Quentin Jackson, Evening Star, Sally Yu, Hannah McGowan Blystone, Liz, Brian Bilson, Von Kaiser, Aaron Allgood, who adds, "That's really my last name. Look it up on LinkedIn." Ah, yes, the impenetrable security protocols of LinkedIn. I have a half-eaten enchilada in my fridge with its own LinkedIn account. Rochelle, Ruth Anastasia Jones, Ole H., Hutch, Adam Way, and Eli Anarchy. And one more name. But first, no one enjoys online abuse, and so a special shout out to Peter English. May you now end your constant stream of messages, comments, and demands that brought the internet to a standstill. Just this morning you wrote, "May rest never find you until you speak my name aloud." Well, let this put an end to your obsession with public notoriety. And along those lines, another supporter, Zach Myman, writes to say he's officially changing his name to Zach Meyer. Ah, yes, much simpler, less weird. Good job, Zach. Mr. Meyer it is, no matter what you say in the future. All these patrons, including Zach Meyer and Polly Scottish or whatever it was, get ad-free episodes and at least two new bonus episodes each month. I've been handed a piece of paper with the premise of the most recent bonus episode. Really? This one? Okay. The most recent bonus episode, and it's a Masters of Mayhem special, where Dripfang and the Baron send the creepy twins Jamie and Sammy Ragoon on a journey with a series of tasks. Sort of like the popular Netflix show Old Enough, but not identical, online lawyers. Here's a clip.
Okay, if I give you candy, will you go away?
Give it to me! Give it to me!
It's over there! Chase it. It's over there. Throw it in that dark corner. Go over there. It's not candy. It's poison. They'll be fine.
Kids, don't eat that, necessarily.
Too late.
Now, you know what? They probably will be fine. They've eaten all sorts of things.
They look hardy. Can I crash here for just a little bit? I am currently being hunted by a lot of things. I could lie to you and tell you I just wanted to see you and this is a social call, but I will be honest with you and say that I am exhausted from fighting for my life constantly.
Oh, yes, Daddy. Sleep over, Daddy.
Let him sleep over. I love him.
I love him, too.
His arms and legs are wiggly.
We can bring him into the attic and have fun prankings with him.
What's okay?
Dripping, let me just say, you are welcome to stay under the roof of Castle Ragoon, but there is a rule.
Yes.
When you're here,
your family? Oh,
well,
sorry, go ahead.
Specifically, your daddy. You might get pranked.
Your daddy.
You might be a daddy.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Where do you like to have hair, and where do you not like to have hair?
Great. Thank you for asking if you could ask the question, and then just asking the question anyway.
To hear more of that and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.